Hi guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. Today I am here with the triumphant trio has returned. It is a koala cast, and we're likely gonna jump into some Pokemon because I know whenever we get this guy on and he's on a Pokemon binge, which it sounds like he is, we're gonna be discussing this marvelous franchise. How are you, Hotshot?
I cannot talk. I have more important things to do, like beat all of these gyms.
Dude, I'm sure you're on that gym grind. It's the only gym grind Hotshot will ever be on, but we respect it.
It absolutely is, because they're the only things that give me something to show progress.
No! Oh, no. Okay. Now I gotta introduce RG. RG, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. It's pretty cold in Canada, so I stay inside and I play every video game except Pokemon.
Yeah, I think he surrounds himself with fire Pokemon to keep warm at night.
No, I don't know any.
Now, RG,
I don't know any Pokemon that are fire except Charmander.
Oh my god, you make me ache.
I know there's a rat with fire on his back, but I don't know his name.
Is there?
No, there's not.
Isn't there a guy that's like, white and green?
You're thinking of Cyndaquil. He's not a rat.
Oh, what is he?
I don't know, but he's not a rat.
But now he's a rat. So,
today? Yeah, he is a mouse. He is a mouse. Cyndaquil is a mouse.
Oh, yeah, a rat and mouse. That's Quilava very different.
And Quilava and the other one or something else entirely. They're not mice anymore.
I think I'm going to start to receive threats if I keep calling Pokemon like that.
You absolutely
are. The Pokemon fans
are
just going to come up.
The listener,
come after you.
The listeners of the podcast who are fans of mine, I don't know who you are, but we will rally up against RG for this.
Yeah, Canada's
you haven't
country,
been here long. I have done the work. I have people.
Okay. Hotshot, you said you're on a bit of a Pokemon grind, which I respect. What are you playing right now? What's the latest Pokemon adventure you're on?
I have two Pokemon left to finish the entirety of the decks in Pokemon Scarlet. Anything to you?
No, I know that you're like definitely progressing a lot. That sounds like there's a lot going on there, bro.
There's three Pokedexes in Pokemon Scarlet. I have finished two of them. I need two other Pokemon to finish the third.
Damn. Okay. Fair enough. I think to me, Pokemon. It's great that you're bringing up Pokemon, and the timing of it is excellent, because currently, if you're listening to this in February of 2024, do you know what I'm doing right now, Hotshot? Do you know what I'm doing every single day on my channel right now?
Pokemon. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I do know what you're doing, actually.
What am I doing, Hotshot?
Every single day, you're releasing Pokemon tracks, yeah?
Yeah, man. And I'm going through some game tracks. I'm going through some classic Pokemon tracks. There's one. I don't know if it's called Goodbye Pikachu. And this is a bit of a spoiler, but I will be covering that song. Goodbye Pikachu. Is that the episode where it would make sense that episode is the episode where where Pikachu and Ash kind of split ways, and it looks like they're never going to be partners again. It would make sense for that song.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. That's the only thing that actually makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, for me, Pokemon was one of those first Game Boy games that I fell in love with. My favorite has to be Pokemon Red, which I started playing again. I'm just trying to collect them on my Game Boy emulator right now. It's a grind. I'm on a different type of gym grind. I'm only trying to I'm basically spamming, staying near Pallet Town and just trying to beat level 3, level 4 Pokemons. And I always find that if I leave Pallet Town with a level 15, then I'm good to go. Now I can start. I'll have 10 levels above anyone else.
You play like that?
Yeah, that's how I play. I like taking the advantage, taking the time. Yeah, I just grind out I'll do 40, 50 wild Pokemon fights, and I'll just boom, 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 level up, level up, level up, level up, level up, and I'll have a huge edge afterwards.
Yeah, but then when you catch other members of your team, you have to grind them up the exact same way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god, ow.
What do you mean, ow?
I mean, ow.
Why?
I mean, I can respect grinding up a little bit before going to the first gym. But there's so many areas that will give you enough experience by the time you get to the gym anyway. There's Pallet Town, there's Viridian Forest, there's the outro to Cerulean City or Pewter City. There's areas to go to grind. You don't just have to stay in Pallet Town.
No, I mean, I do stay in Palatown, but like, when I mean, sorry, I meant, like, I don't just stay in Palatown and like, like, you know, like, Palatown to me is like the first few, like, cities, you know, like Virgin Forest. And what was the one after that you said? After Virgin Forest?
On the way to Pewter City. That's not how that works, Jaden.
What do you mean it's how it works? It's a game. You play how you want it.
You play how you want it, yeah. I'm saying that's not
like,
all.
Who made you the Pokemon like rule maker? It's like, oh, you can't play like this.
No, you play how you want. Like,
meanwhile,
that is not
I just
how I play, but play how you want. It's your game. But I'm saying...
Yeah,
when
RG, you can't play.
But I'm saying when you leave Pallet Town, that's Route 1, and then you get to Viridian Forest, and then you're on your way to Pewter City. There's areas, it's not just all Pallet Town until you get to the next town.
No, absolutely. But I like grinding in Virgin Forest. Virgin Forest is actually one of the most beautiful soundtracks also. I want to put it out there. That and the Pokemon Tower soundtrack.
Viridian. Viridian Forest.
Yeah, Viridian Forest. Sorry, I misspoke. Viridian Forest, the OST of that one is gorgeous. And I love the Pokemon Tower as well. I'm like spoiling all my covers, but who cares? They're probably out at this point. and RG, what honestly have you played other than like the Game Boy games that like weren't that you couldn't get stuck with? Like, did you try any other Pokemon franchise games?
I tried Nintendo 64 games. The one there's the one that you just fight regularly, like in the Game Boy, and there was another one where it was like mini game with like Hot Wheels battle, race, and stuff like that.
Okay, so we've gone far off of Pokemon here.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one you're referring. Is that? Do you know what he's referring to, Hotshot, for those games?
I mean, there's a lot of racers in Nintendo, so no.
No, but like Pokemon, is there like?
There is Pokemon no Pokemon racers. This is something else entirely.
I honestly think it would be so cool to have Pokemon racers. Now that I think about it. That's actually a cool game concept.
Honestly, yeah. If you style it like Mario Kart, you have an electric team, fire team, a water team, and like they get specialized pickups.
Absolutely, I think that would be really cool. What would be like a cool? Are there like well-known vehicles in Pokemon? Like, I guess the submarine. What else can you think of? Like the bike.
Yeah, is there a Pokemon? It's like literally a bike.
Yeah, you could like. Okay, so we got Earth, we got Water, and we got the hot air balloon.
Yeah,
that could be a really interesting racer.
Pokemon isn't really known for its vehicles.
No, I know it's not known for its vehicles, but I think it could be cool to like conceptualize a game where you would take the Pokemon air. You know what it could be?
Well, I mean, you could use instead of vehicles, you could use ride Pokemon, like rideable Pokemon.
Oh, which ones would you put in the game in that case?
Tauros for normal type, Gyarados for water type. Rapidash for fire type. I think it'd be funny to see someone just flying on the back of a coughing.
That would be a good one too. What for the people who are like aren't as familiar with like Pokemon's by name, where would you choose those specific Pokemons to put them as in the racer game?
Well, Tauros is an actual bull, and he actually is a rideable Pokemon in a number of games. Same with Gyarados, actually. And those two, I'm pretty confident people would know about riding on. Koffing would just be funny because he's just a floating, like, chemical ball, essentially, for the poison types. Who else did I say already? Oh, Rapidash. Rapidash is another known riding one. Like, Ash even rides a Rapidash in the anime. So, like, all the ones I'm picking are at least I'm trying to be obvious about the types because they've already been used for those kind of for that kind of writing.
Hey, Hotshot. You watch a lot of the episode, right, of Pokemon?
Yeah.
What do they eat in Pokemon? Like, what do they eat?
They eat Pokemon.
They eat... Oh, my God, that's so weird.
They eat... they have other food and they have berries, but other Pokemon have been known to be eaten.
Yeah, I know, but in the first episode, they were like eating some Pokemon. But do you ever see them like in the new episode, like eat something?
You never see them prepare anything. You hear them talk about it, like, "Oh, this is this part from this Pokemon," or something like that. Or like even their Dex entries, like Slowpoke's tail has been known to be like steamed and slow cooked, and is actually quite tender. So there's parts of Pokemon that do get eaten, And there's one Pokemon immediately that comes into mind, Bounsweet, that she is too, it is too sweet for human consumption, but its sweat can be watered down into a juice. Yeah, it's Pokemon, it's anime, it's weird.
No, for sure. But actually, I have more information to give. First of all, if you Google, at least on my phone, if you Google, what do they eat in blank, the first thing that comes up is Pokemon. Interestingly enough. And then it says here, in the wild, comma, it's common for most Pokemon to follow an omnivorous diet. Fruits and vegetables are often shown in the series, but flying-type Pokemon like Spearow are known to prey on insects. Pidgeotto eat Caterpie. Ekans eat Pidgey eggs. Oh my god. An entire food chain exists in this world.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
I mean, when you think about it, they are animals. There's no, like, regular animals in Pokemon. All the animals are Pokemon. So all of your meat has to come from the Pokemon somehow.
Yeah.
Damn.
But, like, just imagine you have, like, this huge bird, and he's trying to hunt for insects, but the insects is, like, 15 pounds. It's not the same. It's kind of weird.
I mean, imagine. That's a good Caterpie.
What?
That's a good Caterpie.
Yeah, okay, maybe not 15 pounds, but, like, I mean, like, it's not, like, ant size, you know?
Okay, then I have to ask this now that we're talking about this, and damn you, Jaden, for bringing this question up, because now I'm even hungrier than I was before. If you guys had to pick a Pokemon to try, like, to try and eat, do you guys have one in mind?
Why? No. Why is that a question?
Pikachu.
Magikarp.
Why would you eat Pikachu?
Oh, you're weird.
Why is that your first one?
No.
Because it's the most forbidden. Because it's the most loved one.
No.
I don't think that's the most forbidden one. I think, like, the most forbidden one would be, like, eating Gardevoir or Vaporeon.
Why Vaporeon?
That's a whole other conversation we're not going to have.
Oh, I know about Vaporeon. Did you know that Vaporeon and human...
Vaporeon?
No, Jaian, don't Google it.
No, Jaian, no. No. Bad.
Category, Bubble Jet.
Do not come down this hole. You will never come back.
Yeah.
I want to believe Ditto would be like...
Vaporeon shares physical traits with aquatic...
Okay. I want to believe Ditto would be like eating a pudding. Like, just slurp up a Ditto.
It's kind of like eating a slime. I don't think it'll be better. Which one will be the best thing,
in a lot of isekai, slimes are said to be delectable and delicious.
I feel like it will be like chewing gums.
Yeah, no, you might be right. It might be more like chewing gum.
Yeah. But, like, which one will be the best to have as a pet? Because I remember seeing a meme that was like, do you know the tree Pokemon starter? Charmander, Squirtle, and
Bulbasaur? Bulbasaur, and Squirtle. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Bulbasaur, I'm like making a mistake. He's like, oh, who makes a little accident? And he's like, stuff on the ground, like it's supposed to be poop. And the other one is like, Squirtle is like, oh, who wet his bed? And you have Charmander as a pet.
That's,
and he's like,
right.
He burned the whole house by accident.
Look, it has to be Arcanine for the pet, right? Arcanine.
Which?
Arcanine for the best pet.
Yeah.
Who's Arcanine? I'm going to look at that.
Arcanine would be a pretty good pet, yeah.
It's a dog Pokemon.
Arcanine.
I mean, it's more like a tiger, but yeah.
I mean, from what I'm seeing, it looks a lot like a dog, bro.
Oh, it's like...
I mean, from my understanding, they are aggressive and trained as canine police dogs, so...
Yeah, like real dogs.
I know they have the capability.
A tiger dog. A dogger? A diger?
Stop. Just stop. mine, honest to God, would be Eevee. My pet would be Eevee.
You would eat Eevee?
No, my pet would be
Eevee. What's wrong with you?
I would not eat Eevee. I love Eevee too much.
Fair enough. Eevee is adorable.
Eevee is, and I'm saying this on record now, so I have to stand true to it. Eevee is my favorite Pokemon.
Oh,
so, yeah.
That's so cute. Me, it would probably...
Even though my favorite type is fire, it makes no sense, but...
I mean, if you're...
Yeah, but why does it have to make sense? If I'm allowed to like, build my levels up in one area the whole time at the beginning of Pallet Town, why would your choice need to make sense?
Yeah, fair. That still baffles me that you do that, though.
Why?
Well, because with every level, you need more experience than you're getting from, like, a level 2 Pidgey.
No, yeah, but that's why you go in the forest and stuff. Like, you just stay in the main first area before you start all the gym battles.
Well, yeah, but the whole journey is, like, okay, let's say you stay in Pallet Town for a little bit, and then you go through the forest and on your way to Pewter City. And let's say all that puts you about 5 levels or so above Brock. Okay, you take him out, no problem. But then you still have to do the whole route and the whole Diglett's Cave and another route to even get to Misty. By that point, you're going to have a lot of levels racked up, even if you just play through normally.
Well, in my experience, like, whenever I met up with a rival or I met up at the gym, it was always pretty even. Thus, why I would level up as much as possible at the start.
I mean, I'm not going to shy around and say I don't do the same thing in certain areas.
There we go. I'm an influencer. Hotshot looks up to me in terms of Pokemon.
Absolutely
Hotshot,
not.
Hotshot, I'm just... No, it's cool, man. You can finally admit it. I'm happy we're having this conversation. It's okay that it came out. It took 183 episodes for you to admit it. It's cool, man. I respect it. I respect
Do you guys
it.
Play Pokemon Go?
Okay, you know what? I will accept respect of you. If you can tell me one thing about Pokemon, I'm confident you don't know.
What?
Tell me all the Pokemon in the Hitmonlee line. And don't Google it. I will know if you Google it.
No, I can't Google it. I can't tell you. But going back to what RJ was saying, Pokemon Go, I haven't played, but I've seen it being played. I remember being around Ottawa, the Canada capital, and it being the biggest craze. And you know what I did, Hotshot, this one time? I was walking around, and there was all these people in the park, and they're all playing Pokemon Go, bro. They're all on their phones. I'm out with no. friends.
What did you do? Did you screen something?
And I'm just like, wait.
I know you so well.
Go on.
I'm like, yo, oh my God. Oh no, I almost got him. And I was like, oh, what is it? I was like, Dad, I almost got my Gyarados. And everyone like ran over with their phones and they started pointing at the ground. And I just walked out. I was like, heh, got you.
If you stuck around there, there would have been a riot. That's all I'm going to say.
All I'm saying is, it was so funny.
You're so dumb.
I've played a little bit of Pokemon Go. I didn't play much because that means I have to walk around and go outside. But, I mean, I would have probably pulled the same kind of thing if I saw just a group of people, like, just out there.
It's fun, right?
It is, but I also know how, how passionate Pokemon fans can be, because I'm one of them. If I mess with them like that, you can bet your ass I'm not going to be in that exact same spot in the next 20 seconds. I'm going to be gone.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what do you think I did?
I would hope that you bolted or jumped off the bridge.
I think that, honestly, Pokemon Go was one of the most revolutionary games that came out in the 2010s.
Oh, no, it definitely was. It was among the top of the charts when it came out.
I mean, and consistently for a very long time. To me, it felt like as big as Among Us or Minecraft and other games like that.
That's pretty sus to say, Diane.
But what really made it incredible to me was the fact that you could literally play Pokemon anywhere you wanted to. You just go outside, you capture Pokemon. Like, what a super cool concept. I think, obviously, it's not as good as our Pokemon Racer concept. Am I right, Hotshot? Copyright. But in all seriousness, I think it's a fantastic game, and I kind of want to download it and play it now. The more I'm talking about it, it's one of those things. Like, Pokemon's addictive, man. The more I'm talking about it, the more I'm like in the mood to like fire up my Game Boy emulator and like go collect Pokemon. It's just fun.
There's actually one thing that Yuki did, funny enough, as far as Pokemon goes. So ROM hacks are a thing, right? Where people have made like their own versions of Pokemon or like modded it in a certain way. Apparently, she found a way to get actual Game Boy Advance cartridges of some of these ROM hacks. I don't remember. The one that she got for herself was Pokemon Unbound. I don't know anything about that one, unfortunately. But then she got one for me, Pokemon Fire Red Rocket Edition. You play as a Team Rocket grunt, and you can actually steal Pokemon.
That's really cool. That's really cool. One of my favorite emulators for Pokemon is the Dragon Ball Z mod, where you, like, literally RG.
Yeah, where you're using DBZ fighters.
Exactly. You can capture DBZ fighters. You could have, like, Gohan fighting a Krillin. When you go in the forest, it's, like, only Piccolos and Cells.
What?
I'm going to catch a Yamcha and immediately...
Yeah, it's coming Yamcha. Yeah, it's going to get one... Yamcha is hard to catch because every time you throw an attack at him, he gets one shot.
Okay, but it's I was about to go into something really nerdy. I'm not going to do that. Not here.
Oh, go for it, man. Go for it. No, this is the podcast for it.
No, okay. Well, finish your talk about your DBZ fighters.
No. That's all. I was pretty much just saying, like, it's really cool how you can model different things, but please nerd out, bro.
All right, fine. There is, funny enough that you say something about the one-shot, RG, because there is a Pokemon where that is its entire mechanic, where there is one health point on this thing. But the thing is, it has an ability called Wonder Guard, where it can only take damage from super effective hits. Nothing else will touch it.
Huh. So if you have the wrong type, really? You cannot kill him?
Right. So I believe it's a flying bug or something like that. So if you... One of the only ways to kill it is fire, because that's super effective against bug. But ground won't hit it. Fighting won't super effective it, because flying resists fighting. Psychic won't hit it. Water won't hit it. It only takes damage from super effective hits, so even neutral is negated.
Hmm. It's an interesting Pokemon.
Interesting.
So how do you catch it?
You hope and pray.
Yeah, you hope and pray. Pray, my brother.
Well, there are other ways. You can put the Pokemon to sleep. You can paralyze it. I don't think you can poison it, because it only has the one health, so that would kill it immediately anyway. But you can do other status effects to weaken it and make catching it easier.
Oh.
Interesting, but, like, speaking of Pokeballs and catching Pokemon, what are the... Can you remind me what the different types of Pokeballs are? Like, obviously, you have the standard one, and then what's the other ones?
Do you really want me to go through this list, Jayan?
Yeah, I'm actually curious.
It's going to be worse than Rasengan. I hope you know that, because I actually know this one.
But then go.
Okay, you have the standard Pokeball, which is the red and white that everyone knows and loves. You have the Great Ball, the blue and red one that has red stripes. It's a bit better. You have the Ultra Ball, black and yellow. You have the Dusk Ball, orange, black, and green, helpful for catching Pokemon in the dark or in the caves. You have the Underwater Ball, blue and white, which is better for catching Pokemon who live in the water. The Dive Ball, which mostly does the exact same thing and is the same kind of color concept. The Premier Ball, the other white and red one that you get as a bonus for purchasing 10 Pokeballs at a time. The Master Ball, the purple and white and red one that can catch any kind of Pokemon, no matter what it is. The Luxury Ball, the black and gold, which makes Pokemon more friendly to you when caught in it. The Nest Ball makes Pokemon easier to catch if they're lower level than you. The Love Ball makes catching Pokemon out... The Love Ball makes catching Pokemon that are the opposite gender of the Pokemon you currently have out easier. The Dream Ball makes Pokemon catching that are asleep easier. The Lore Ball, catching Pokemon you fish up becomes easier. The Ultra Beast Ball, which is a very, very weird ball. Yes?
I have a question. There's more than one, but like there's one Pokeball I want to know. Is there a Pokeball that makes you able to catch another trainer's Pokemon?
Technically, yes.
That's a good question.
Technically,
really?
Yes. It is
a steel ball?
It is called a snag ball. But it is different. Huh. It is only in Pokemon Coliseum and Pokemon Gale of Darkness, because that is the mechanic. You steal other players' Pokemon to purify them from the darkness, but then they become yours.
Right, because that whole concept of the game is to, like, purify all the Pokemon.
Right. That is the only kind that you can steal other trainers' Pokemon with, though.
Yo, that'd be crazy. You just have this guy like, I grind my Pokemon for 2 years. Yoink, mine purified.
It kind of goes hand in hand with the Rocket Edition that Yuki got me. Like, you don't even have to throw a Pokeball. You just have to beat the trainer, and then you just steal one of the Pokemon. Like, the opening battle is you're fighting a girl who has a Spearow and a Pidgey. And when I beat her, I took the Pidgey.
You take her money, you take a Pokemon.
You're so kind.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, no, you are kind, because Pidgey's... There's no point in having a Pidgey. You probably did it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Pidgeot is kind of good, though. So that's what my mindset was.
Right. No, that's fair enough.
And then my other friend pushed her down and took her Spearow. So she has nothing.
Dude, to me, like...
This was going to be a Koala cast, but now it's just turned it full-on Pokemon, and I'm not complaining.
I'm honestly not bothered by it either, because honestly, when was the last time we did a good Pokemon episode? Like a Pokemon Games one?
It's been a while. I know it was before Scarlet and Violet came out, and that was a year ago. Because if Scarlet and Violet came out and we did a Pokemon topic, you can bet that I would have talked about it.
Yeah, we also did the Pokemon creation podcast, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's still my favorite episode. It's still
honestly the coolest episode we did. Well, one of the coolest for sure.
Yeah. All right,
what about, like,
you know what? Yeah,
Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards.
I want to get into Pokemon cards, because I was a huge Pokemon card collector, and now there's like cards going for millions and millions.
Jaden, you don't want to do this with me.
There's what? No card is worth $1 million. The highest bidding card is the one in Magic the Gathering, the Black Lotus. That's it. That's like
no.
20K.
Highest rated card is the original Charizard card, and people still like scound around to buy packs in hopes to pull it. It is. God, how much is that one actually worth?
Look at this, bro. Let me read this word for word for you. Today, the Pikachu Illustrator is the most expensive Pokemon card sold. Most notoriously influencer and YouTube celebrity Logan Paul bought a PSA 9 Pikachu Illustrator for, and get ready for this, $1.275 million in June 2021. A year later, he traded that card for a plus $4 million in cash to acquire a PSA 10 Pikachu Illustrator.
All right. I mean, I don't buy it. You know, Diane?
Yeah, Pikachu for me, went. Clearly, like... you don't have $5 million.
Yeah. I think he said, like, he doesn't buy, like, he doesn't believe it.
I know, Jaden.
I was like, damn.
Okay.
Hot shot. Let me teach you this expression in English.
That's great. No, I'm sorry. That was a great... He's like, shut up. I knew.
Yeah, I knew at least that much. That, for me, it just sounds like money laundering using Pokemon card, honestly. But yeah, that's
okay. That's a whole other topic.
That's all. I mean, I'm in finance, so when I see people putting too much money in art, it sounds fishy. But as you say, that's another topic. We should do an episode. On money laundering, Jayan. What do you think about that?
Absolutely not.
Nah. But I want to go back, Hotshot. You said, let's not start this conversation. We are now having this conversation. Why don't you want to talk about Pokemon cards?
Because I started collecting Pokemon cards again, and it is a whole...
How much have you spent?
If I accommodate everything that I've bought so far, probably well over $800.
Oh my gosh. What?
Now, keep in mind, this isn't like... That isn't something I just forked over like all at one time. But booster boxes, especially the really expensive booster boxes, go for like $100 a piece. And the booster boxes I tend to go for are usually around like $50 or $60. And I have a few of those.
Interesting. What's your best card you have so far?
I can actually get my binder if you really want me to tell you.
Oh my God. But did you actually play? Do you fight actually with your cards, or you just collected?
Absolutely not. No,
I never.
No, they're collectibles.
I never seen anyone play the fighting Pokemon card.
There is a Poketuber I watched that was a former TCG champion. His name is Purplecliff. I actually watch him quite a bit. There's videos of him opening cards and him battling. I've never battled or played with the cards. I've always just collected them. And that is the way it's going to stay.
I mean, it's just weird that it's collectible and it's not like you cannot use it. Like, I understand why people put so much money for Magic the Gathering because you can play it.
You can play Pokemon. Yeah,
you can play Pokemon. There's Pokemon tournaments and stuff. It's playable.
Never saw any.
You haven't been looking in the right place then.
I never looked for any.
Like, there's your problem. Of course you haven't seen any. You haven't looked for any.
And I will not look for any.
Well, then you won't see any.
Yeah, okay.
That's so I don't see your problem.
Yeah, it's maybe I put myself into this one.
You really did. But Pokemon for me has become so big within like the past few years. Because as a kid, I liked Pokemon. I got into it and we had a few box sets. I had a Pokedex. But like as I grew up and I was still like living with my parents, it was something that I was expected to grow up and out of. And I didn't have a handheld device, so I couldn't really play Pokemon in the first place. But then after I grew up and after I moved out and after I had my own money, I started going back into the pit, probably when Sword and Shield came out. And I haven't gotten back out of it yet. Or no, not yet. I'm not going to. Because now it's gotten to the point where even my family members have taken notice and have bought me Pokemon stuff. Like this past Christmas, my dad actually bought me a Charizard plush.
Oh, that's awesome. Adorable.
Yeah, and now I have a retro game cave, which is just my walk-in closet. And like the entirety of the first couple shelves are just Pokemon plushes.
I have seen it. He is not lying.
You haven't seen how I've reorganized it, and you haven't seen the new Pokeball I got.
It's gone worse. It's spreading.
I have actual Pokeball replicas, and I have a special replica that Yuki got for me for Christmas, and I love it.
Okay, Hotshot, how close are we for me like video calling you one day and you going, hey, look at this Pokemon tattoo I got. How close are we to that?
Very. Honest to God, I have been thinking about getting at least a Pokemon symbol tattoo, like of at least the Pokeball. I've been fighting with a couple tattoos, and that is definitely one of them.
What's the other ones you're thinking of getting?
Another one is a X on the back of my left wrist for the Alabasta arc for One Piece. Yeah, I know you guys don't know what that is.
No, I don't know what that is.
No, it's a One Piece tattoo.
Cool. And another one is a rap kind of tattoo where it's the four Ninja Turtle headbands going down my arm.
Okay, so the only Pokemon theme one would be the Pokeball.
The one only one that I've thought of so far, yeah.
Dude, I don't know why, but I have the dopest Pokemon tattoo concept.
You guys know that there's other kind of tattoos you can do. You don't need to do Pokemon.
Shut up.
Let me tell you about
this. All right. Sell it to me, Giant. Pitch it to me.
Pikachu. Boom.
Oh my God, Pikachu. Okay.
Wait. Hotshot, I'm going to pitch something to RG. I'm going to ask you to absolutely not say a singular word, okay? This is important. This is very, very important. Okay. RG, yeah. Imagine a soda can.
Okay.
And this soda can has legs.
Okay.
And a face on it.
Yeah.
Like it could be a Coca-Cola can or anything. And the thing, this Pokemon is just like a Pokemon that's like in the way, you know? It's like a soda can that's always in the way. No matter what, like it bumps into you. It's always like there. It's frustrating. And the one thing it does is that when you attack it, when you touch it, it electrocutes you. And the name for this Pokemon, are you ready for this, RG?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Dumb.
Yeah, it's a good name. I like it.
Fucking hell.
I like it. It's a great concept.
I mean, it's gonna...
I win! Hotshot, I won! Hotshot, I don't care! I don't care! I won! I won!
I mean...
I win! No. You don't get it. This is the greatest podcasting moment of 2024. We have our official first clip of 2024.
What? It doesn't like the name? You already knew about it?
Hotshot, can you please explain what just occurred on this very podcast for the listeners who do not know and for RG specifically?
Yeah, and I will say as you were explaining it, I sent you a DM because I knew if I didn't, I would have exploded and ruined it. Anyway, so dumb was a Pokemon created by Jaden that he came up with on our episode where we all came up with Pokemon. Yeah. It was me, him, and Eli, and So Dumb was so dumb. But I had the idea where since he was a soda can, he traveled in packs of six.
I mean, there's a great idea.
Jaden.
And you also said, like,
the more I think about it,
yeah,
his evolved form is a full 12 set box.
It's just
a full 12 case of sodas.
I remember introducing this, and then Hotshot or Eli, I forget which one, was like, do you just get him from like a vending machine?
I mean, why not?
Because we had to invent three each, and I had two, and I was on the metro, I was like, I got it. Oh, wait, I'm holding a soda can. This could be a Pokemon. And this frustrated Hotshot so much. And the fact that you said you like it is just the biggest victory, bro. It's the biggest victory because of how much he hates it.
It mainly frustrated me because, A, you're right, it could be a Pokemon because there's really nothing that couldn't. And B, because the name is literally so dumb. Like, at least the one that was made out of a garbage bag was named Trubbish. At least there was a name in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, I kind of like the jokes. Honestly, it's kind of like the jokes of like Snorlax. Like, you can just like kind of blocks your way, and you need like, I think you need food to wake him up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But so dumb, you can Snorlax literally just walk around.
No, he just kind of gets in the way. He follows you. He likes you. He's like, you know, your best friend. Hey, pal. Hey, buddy.
Okay, I think that's a good spot to wrap it up because I'm getting too hungry to deal with your bullshit.
Oh, okay. Guys, everyone, thank you all so much for tuning in to what is not a Koalacast, but was a Pokemon episode of the podcast.
I'll call that a pleasant surprise.
Absolutely. For myself, RG, and Hotshot, this has been another episode of
Anime.
Gotta hear 'em all, Anime Podcasters.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
everyone.
Hey, guys. Hotshot here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anime Podcasters. We have over 100 other episodes for your entertainment found wherever podcasts are available, such as Spotify. We also release new episodes twice a month, so keep an ear out for us. You can follow the podcast at Anime Podcasters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Giant Music's YouTube channel. Giant himself can be found on social media at Giant Music, as well as his own website, giantmusic.com. Kyo, our artist for the podcast, can be found on Twitter and YouTube at GoProKyo, as well as his website ccartgalleryportfolio.com. As for me, Hotshot, you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at HotshotGinger. As always, guys, thanks for listening to us. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.